You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Question. How about your denial? Matter of fact, the answer was so unexpected that they had to look around at one another to see who in tarnation he was talking about. He answered and said, "He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it was written of him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" You've got to be joking, right? How could he not know? Judas asked Jesus if it was him. That's like someone gathering a bunch of people and saying, "One of you is going to shoot John F. Kennedy." And then Lee Harvey Oswald raises up his hand and says, "Is it I? Is it I?" How could you do that? How could you not know? I'm sorry, I don't have the answer to that. How could you not know it was you? But he's not alone. The other 11 didn't know it was him either. You thought they would have known that. Now let's go back. Gospel of John, chapter 13. This is on the handout if you don't have a Bible. I'm going to read it from the New American Standard, the translation that gets it right. John chapter 13, verse 21. I'm reading from the New American Standard. "Now when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, 'Amen, amen.'" That's what the word truly means, by the way. It's a Hebrew word, amen. It means verily, it means so be it. It means write this down as truth. It's not even up for discussion, the word amen. "He became troubled and testified and said, 'Amen, amen. I say to you that one of you will betray me.' The disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know who he was talking about. And now there was reclining on Jesus' bosom." That's literally, I take my hat off to the New American Standard. That's what that was. It says when they were reclining to eat, the Hebrew, they would actually lean on a shoulder or an elbow, and they would spread themselves out like that. So they leaned elbow to chest, elbow to chest. That's how they would recline to eat back in those days. That's why the New American Standard says reclining to eat. The disciples, again, verse 22, "The disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know of which one he was speaking. Now there was reclining on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved." Who's that? John. "So Simon Peter gestured to him and said to him, 'Psst, we want to know who this is.'" Gestured to him, said, "Find out from him who in tarnation he's talking about, will you please?" the Esposito paraphrase. So he, leaning back thus on Jesus' bosom, that's an elbow, said to him, Lord, who is it? So Jesus then answered, that it is the one for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him. So when he had dipped the morsel, he took and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Verse 27. Now, after the morsel, Satan then, notice, catch the timing. For when Judas got filled with the devil and lost his soul, all right? After he gave him the bread, it says Satan then entered into Judas. Notice the next word. The New American Standard's the only one that gets it right. It's the Greek word oun, O-U-N, that 99 out of 100 times is translated like the New American Standard has it. What's the next word? Therefore, Jesus said to him, catch this. After the morsel of bread, Satan then entered into him. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly. Question, who is Jesus speaking to? Satan, not Judas. Which the next verse attests to. Verse 28, no one of those reclining at the table knew for what purpose he had said this, because he wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to the devil. Therefore, Jesus said to him, what thou doest, do it quickly. He was talking to the devil, but no one knew it but Jesus. For some were supposing, verse 29, that because Judas had the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, buy the things we have need of for the feast, or else that he should give something to the poor. But notice how the correct word therefore changes the meaning of this text. So before we move on to communion, what's a man or a woman to do? Here's the answer to that. 1 Corinthians 10:12. I mean, if he says one of you is going to betray me, and the one person who denied that is the one who did, it's like I'm hopeless. What am I supposed to do? If the deck is stacked against me like this, what am I supposed to do? How do I get through this? If I'm so unfaithful at heart, how do I get through this? When the closest guy to Jesus couldn't get through it, how am I supposed to get through it? What's the answer to that? What encouragement can I give you? Here's a few. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Meaning, don't be arrogant and prideful and think that this can't happen to you, because it can. If it can happen to Jesus' best friend, it can happen to you. Here's another one. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Again, that's Proverbs 16:18. All right, now both of those don't help you. They just help identify the problem in us, that we're frail people, that we can fall. It's easy to fall. This is saying don't be proud, be humble. Realize that what happened to Peter can happen to you. And if someone ever asks you, one of you is going to cheat on his wife. One of you is going to be unfaithful to her husband. I would say the correct way to answer that, though you might pelt me over the head, is it I? The answer is not, I could never do that. I once heard Billy Graham say in front of 100,000 people, there is not one sin under the sun that I could not commit in my flesh. Not one. the most righteous man I've ever known, said there is not one sin in his flesh that he could not commit. So when the question is, I say to you, one of you is going to cheat on your spouse, the answer is not, I could never do that. The answer is it me? Is it me? Will I be the one to do this? Now, when I shut this down, as God always does with me, he gave me the answer to this. Probably 5 minutes after I was done with my sermon. And it's Psalm 92, verse 12. Let me read it to you. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. That's the answer to this problem. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. He will grow like a cedar. You know what a cedar in Lebanon looks like? It's like those redwood trees in California. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree, and he will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And those that are planted in the house of the Lord, those that are planted in the house of the Lord, will flourish in the courts of our God. That's the answer that God gave me to share with you for this situation. Never think that it can't happen to you, but always walk with the Lord. Walk in the Spirit. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's the answer. Be planted here in this house. Be planted here in this house, and I guess your branches will extend so far that you'll flourish out here in the streets. But you're planted right here in the house of the Lord. Amen? For the institution of the Lord's Supper. Let me read it to you out of Luke chapter 22, verse 14. Now when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and he gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me on this table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it's been determined. But woe to that man by whom he is betrayed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.